We don't have together that last one on here, porta potties. Dale, Barbara thought we were supposed to be charged $40 per porta potty. It was
$50 each per month.
It's not that much, though. That's what I thought.
$80
I thought it was
$80
month. For both of them.
Well, $80 for each one.
They're only charging $50.
And they would service them twice a month.
They're charging us $100 a month.
For both of them.
Yeah. Well, I thought that's what you had told me, Dale.
Maybe it's $80 for one and $100 for two.
Reduced on the second.
Yeah, because it's on the same site.
When I checked with them about the construction site, they told me it was $50 a month.
Well, anyway, we don't have all the little particulars together for a plan, but one night we were talking and we thought, you know what, if that's $100, and I've had a lot of people say, thank you very much for having something up there. Other people go, oh, that's an obstruction in the area. I don't like that turquoise thing. You can't please everybody.
But they could be in out of sight, and they could also have toilet paper in them. That's kind of the essential.
They don't use the leaves?
Yeah.
The willows.
No toilet paper.
Wow. Okay, well, anyway, we came up with an idea. If you had them up there for 6 months, you know, from April, May through October, at $100 a month to do this charge, we were thinking that perhaps because you've got the well there, you've got the water there, we could put a septic tank in, make a building 8x8, block wall, put a skylight in. We already have that. We have a sealed door. We already have that. We might be able to get a stainless steel potty, put a little sink in there, and for a nominal amount, and then get like a 55-gallon drum behind it, and then have it filled all the time.
For the overflow?
You know what I mean? It's a thought, again, in the same terms, like Dale, thinking of the future, what can we do to benefit our members? And once it's built, I don't think it'll cost that much. Maybe the septic tank, like a 500-gallon tank, a septic tank up there, get the permit. It's done. It's over with. You want to clean it, hose it down. It's done. You winterize it, it's closed. And it's a flushing toilet.
We should have actually had those porta potties that they charge, you know. And then when the polygamists went up there, we could have made them.
Yeah, but there's only no toilet paper. But anyway, that's another one of our thoughts. We'd like to present it maybe at the next meeting if we get the information together.
Okay, good idea.
What do you think? Good idea, huh?
Yeah. Let them in free. Pay to get out.
Whatever happened with the trusses? Pavilion.
They called me and they told us that they needed them out in 2 weeks because they were booked for landscaping and they were in their way. And they asked me if we'd made a decision, and I said, no, we haven't made a decision. We couldn't seem to get it together. And so they sold them to somebody else.
Oh,
well, they gave them to somebody else.
So they couldn't get. Well, Brent tried to do it, but it took a fifth wheel.
Well, it took a fifth wheel truck, and I didn't. I'd have been happy to do it if I could have done it with my truck. I'd have done it. And then
he didn't have a 40-foot trailer that he could work with his truck, and Sean had a 40-foot trailer, but it took a gooseneck, and nobody, you know, it didn't
come together.
Well, things like that come along every once in a while, and
that's why you know, I was like, oh,
move on it quickly.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay.